Hi, I'm Marta Burke, and I'm the pastor at Plantation United Methodist Church. But I'm here to bring you the devotion today from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, on January 21st, 2021. The theme is confession. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? When preparing for this, it made me go back to the time I could hear my parents' voice, either from my mother or father, throughout the house as they asked the question. They put it out there to us all, my sister and I, and said, "Who put the milk carton back into the refrigerator empty?" Well, it stopped me in my tracks, yes, and begrudgingly I came out and said, it was me. I got lazy. But it was later on when I passed the curfew time of that time that we made an agreement that I would come in at a certain hour of the night or early morning and come in and that they would know I was safe. I slipped in, it was dark, tried to not make a sound. I thought I was going to get by with it. And then I would hear that parent voice say to me, "Glad you're home safe, but we'll talk about it in the morning." I learned early on that owning up or confessing to those things in my life, yes, those mistakes I made as well as those things I tried to hide, it was important to help me grow. It was a challenge to see myself and to look inside. It helped me to make choices in my life were life-giving, so to build a solid foundation. I also learned to make my own choices or to confess those things in my life that were also spiritually life-giving. Yes, there was a time I committed my life to Christ as a young person and through the years. I learned by making a conscious decision and confessing to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior that it was life-giving not just to me, but that Jesus Christ was a Savior for the world and that this was not just individually, but collectively and in community. It was life-giving. It is like in the passage that it said, it is the light that is in the darkness that the Gospel of John writes about in chapter 1 that gives us the choice to choose and confess the gift and accept it for ourselves. We must choose and confess both the brokenness in our lives, yes, and the gift of forgiveness that God's gift of grace through Christ gives us. It is the light that shines in our darkest moments. It is a light that will not be extinguished. It is giving us the assurance that through Christ's light, the darkness will not overcome us. I just recently read a quote from the mayor of London, Mayor Khan. He said this, and I want us to hear. "It is an uncomfortable truth that our nation and the city owes a large part of its wealth to our role in the slave trade." We must confess, yes, the brokenness of our past and even our present. There are uncomfortable truths in our lives and in this world that we must confess. Yet we must also choose to confess the light of Christ is in the midst of it and that the source of healing and wholeness and transformation may take place, not just in our personal lives, but in the life of the community and the world around us. Passage verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen the glory of as Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." I hope this passage and this reflection will challenge us. I know it has challenged me to look at what differences can we see when we confess individually and collectively to following Christ. And where is the light of Christ among all of us shining in our lives today and the world around it? We must claim it and name it and confess it in Christ's name. Amen.